Sit there, just wait a second. Dungeons & Dragons will be back in just a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Hey friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. I hope you're having a wonderful day and are excited for this week's episode. Starting with a little bit of a different intro, because we are playing a different game for today's session, but it's still all very connected to the story, so you don't want to miss it. And in fact, you want to listen to the end to perhaps find out where a certain character has been for the last little while. We are playing Goblin Punks by Grant Howitt. It's a lovely little one-shot game that is helping us build out the world of Wintersmith and surrounding area. So Goblin Punks, what is it? You're a scrappy little goblin punk. Your mom and dad want you to stay in the grotto and harvest mushrooms, but to hell with that, it's time for an adventure. In today's session, Amy and Carl and I walk through a game of Goblin Punks and have just the best time laughing our asses off throughout the entire thing. It's a D6 game, so you'll hear us referring to very similar things to if you've heard Powered by the Apocalypse games. When you roll a D6, a 1 to 3 is a failure, a 4 to 5 is a mixed success, and a 6 is you do the thing. And there's also what's called Shame and Trouble. When you fail, you can get Shame and or Trouble, which can send your character out of the game if you reach a 5 in either Shame or Trouble. There's also a mechanic called Goblin Slang, so we came up with different things that goblins would say within this world, and every time a character uses one of those Goblin Slang, they get a token, which is essentially advantage on a roll. We have a lot of fun. Look down in the description. There's a link to go get your own copy of Goblin Punks and play it around your table. One other thing to know is that the downtime this week will be the setup for the game. Usually these one-shots, there's a bit of setup off the top, and then you jump into the game because it's all improv, it's all coming up with it on the spot. So that will be in the downtime, and you can get that at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Join us at any tier, and you get those downtimes every week, right along with your episode. Okay, let's get to it! Goblin Punks, baby! Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're normally a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, but today we're playing Goblin Punks. I'm your game master, Russ Moore, he, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore, she, her, as Racer, he, him.
It's boring at this point, but I mean, we can't let them win Battle of the Bands again, so.
And Carla Maxted as Chains, she, her.
You thought it was one of those candy ones, hey? Like one of those ones you can...
Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can hear the whole setup to this Goblin Punks game, which was a lot of fun, and we highly suggest you get it. Don't forget to check down in the description, where you too can be playing Goblin Punks. You just have to go support Grant Howitt, and we all love to support Grant Howitt, right? Now, fuck it! Let's play! It's a beautiful sunny day in the town of Wintersmith, and we see the bakers and the candlestick makers and all of the artisans down the main thoroughfare just having the most wonderful time. And then the camera pans up and out and over the city and follows us down deep through the verboten forest, winding through all the trees, through deep canals and dry riverbeds to a cavern that opens up somewhere untraveled by the locals in Wintersmith. And we hear the sound of hammering and stones hitting each other and a low rumble of voices. And as we go deeper into this cave that burrows deep within the earth itself, we come upon the goblin village of Slankston, deep within the Verboten Forest. Very similar to Wintersmith, the goblins are moving about, passing about the toads and mushrooms that they grow under the earth, flipping through and really just tossing to the ground various pieces of paper that they've picked up along their travels. We make it behind the local convenience store.
Yeah, there we go.
out by the dumpster, we find Chains and Racer. Not spelled the way you think it is. You both have been given the task of picking mushrooms, harvesting mushrooms by your mom and dad. The last thing you both remember as you left your home and slammed the door behind you in a huff was your respective mother and or father screaming, "And don't come home until you've harvested every single last mushroom." Ah. They both grumble like that too.
Well, so, like, I am definitely not going to pick mushrooms today. I mean, right? We're not.
Jace always picks them anyway. Let's just steal them out of his bucket.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing. Plus, I got this from my older brother.
What you got there?
Glug, 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 glug.
Glug, glug, glug. Just,
I made a little, you know, little mix. Found some bottles, poured them all into another bottle. So, also I took this, which could be, like, this is, it's goblin weed. Obviously, look at it. I mean, we know what goblin weed looks like. So, this is it.
Very distinct smell.
Exactly. Yeah. That I totally know about from all of my weed that I do.
Yeah, man.
So, no mushroom picking.
No.
There's nobody here, which is crazy. This is usually where everybody is outside this convenience store drinking for some reason.
Well, I mean, last time we were here, there was that guy who bought me a Popsy. So that was kind of nice. But
it was great. I mean, they do have that thing. Like, can you hear that? That, like, it's playing. Just try and, like, I think they think we hate it. But, like, it doesn't even bother me.
I didn't even notice.
Weird, high-pitched.
You know what, though? Yeah. My ears are superior to other ears, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Wouldn't that mean you could hear it, then?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I can block things out.
Oh.
Like, better than other people can.
Sick.
So. Sick. Ugh, no. I can't block that out.
Hey.
You turn and you look and you see your friend?
Do teens really have friends?
Yeah. You see your fellow teen, Dean, walk around the corner.
Dean the teen.
They are sobbing. Dean looks more so unkempt, like he's been dragged through the mud or pushed down a lot. And he comes around the corner just sobbing, just holding in his hand a single goblin cigarette, which is unlit.
Oh, man. Do you need a light, man? You okay?
Oh, no. I just hold it because it looks cool.
It does look cool.
It's for the look. You just bite it. You don't light it.
Yeah. I'm really glad to see you both.
Why are you crying, man? Get us together.
Yeah, what's up?
Cope, so not cool.
The kobolds, they're just causing trouble.
Oh.
Jackasses again.
I freaking hate those guys.
I was just out harvesting mushrooms. I mean, not harvesting mushrooms like my mom and dad said. I was doing bad teenager things. Like all the cool teenagers do. And then they came up and they were like, "Give us your mushrooms." And I said, "I don't," because I wasn't picking them, clearly. But then they took them, the ones that I didn't have, and pushed me to the ground and rubbed my face in it and said, "Well, if you want them back, you come to the Haunted Mansion. You know the mansion, the one built by Sir Alfred Huntington?
That place. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I've been there like a ton of times. It's like not even scary.
Right? A million times. Yeah. It's boring now, but like...
No problem. Also, like, fuck those kobolds. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, like Hiv and Nod and Deck and Tuss, they were all there, and they not only took the mushrooms, but they took my prized horn.
How's your band gonna play if you don't have your horn?
How am I gonna slap of the horn?
It's Battle of the Bands next week, man. You gotta get that back.
I know.
You gotta get that back, because like everyone's counting on you to win. Because like, what if the Kobold band wins?
God, they can't win, man. You can't let that
happen.
The
Kobold band wins every year.
Well, it's because they beat everybody else up. Hey.
Huh?
Huh?
What if we beat them up and took their instruments? Then, vengeance.
Vengeance.
Also, we don't have to listen to their shitty pop music that they're going to play at the Battle of the Bands and win.
Hell yeah, that's fucking schlank, man. Let's do that.
God.
I was bored anyway.
So you're going to come and you're going to help me beat them up and then...
Yeah, I mean, are you going to help? Or
You can't throw a punch worth anything, man.
Well, not when there's a lot of them, but maybe when there's it's a little more equal.
How many more of them?
Well, just the four I mentioned.
All right.
Okay.
We can take on four, three against four.
We can take on four, three on four.
I once hit Gemmeld so hard, all his teeth fell out. He wasn't at school for like... 2 weeks.
Oh,
it was embarrassing
for him.
That's
balls, man.
You knocked Gemmeld's teeth out? Wow.
Oh, yeah. One punch. One punch.
One
he
punch?
Was down.
Wow. I mean, Deck and Tuss, you know them. They're really small kobolds.
Maybe I could punch them both at the same time. You stack them up
punch
for me.
Punch them at the same time.
I hit one in the face.
Bam.
The back of their head hits the other one in the face behind him.
Wow.
They both fall down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I could stand behind one of them. Maybe the one after the one that gets hit with the head, and then I trip him.
Remember when we used to go sit behind somebody, like crouch down, and one of us would shove the other one over? I like that. Let's do that too.
Yeah,
okay.
let's get that in there.
They're gonna be so embarrassed. They're not gonna be able to show their faces.
And like, Captain Cack Sparrow is the best at creating a distraction.
You know he is.
Oh. So we need that.
That was a new one, man. This bird's making all the noises like I didn't even hear before.
That's Frank's balls, man. Okay, well, let's go get him. I've got my lantern. See, it's a fancy lantern.
Oh, that'll help us see in the haunting mansion.
And I've got one goblin cigarette so we can make them think that we belong there.
Man, we do belong there.
Well, I mean, I've got this. Glug, glug, glug. And this bag of goblin weed.
I've got this. And I whip out a pocket. This feels like the really serious situation, like in a teen movie where others are just ready to go fight and then one guy takes it too far. That's me.
Wow. Well, okay, racer.
I mean, I got this rope. We could probably do something with that, too.
We got it.
I like this. We're spitballing.
I love it. We've got a plan. We've got a team. I've got friends. And maybe we'll get my horn back.
We have to.
It sounds good, but
I love the bands.
Don't say things like I've got friends. That's so lame.
I didn't say that part out loud, did I?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody heard it.
Oh, that was supposed to be my insightful.
Shame. Hmm.
Okay, we cut to the haunted mansion built by Sir Alfred Haunted. There is a commemorative plaque out front of the haunted mansion. Of course, this picture of this mansion that we see before us, it is also underground, but set far away.
Sir Alfred Haunted was a goblin.
Was a goblin, yes.
So it's underground like the rest of our...
Yeah. Yeah, makes total sense. So it's set farther away from Slankston in the mossy grove on the outskirts that also grows putrid mushroom caps. Not the ones you're supposed to be harvesting, the putrid ones.
Okay, so they're probably in there. You said you've been in there before, right?
Yeah, like a million times.
Yeah. Wow.
Like so many times. So it's not even scary. It's like
it's
whatever.
Boring at this point,
it's fine. Yeah, it's boring.
I mean, we can't let them win Battle of the Bands again, so.
Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, yep. We're all moving forward. One step at a time.
Yep.
I'm the only one taking steps.
Hey, you're doing it great. You know, okay. We've been in there
yeah,
a whole
it's
bunch,
really good.
So.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Yeah,
it's like the first time you step inside is pretty incredible.
Oh.
So we kind of want you to like get the chance to experience that without us like barreling in all casually. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
good
yeah.
point, Chains. Good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, yeah. that's, yeah, it's untainted and without the description of what's going to happen on the other side. Okay. I've got it, everybody. Small, timid footsteps moving up the wooden staircase. And he gets to the top, and like one of the boards crunches beneath Dean. And he kind of takes a couple steps back and then looks back at you.
That wasn't like the cool thing. That was just like some old wood.
Oh, but you jumped like 100 feet
well,
in the air, man.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just showing
you
how to be safe on a broken plank of wood.
Did you pee a little bit? Is that
I slipped in the mossy grove.
It's uh-huh. It just the putrid mushrooms,
the
I thought.
Yeah,
maybe,
they released their spores as yeah. we walked by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He waves his cigarette at you and takes a few more steps up to the door and reaches his hand up as if going to knock.
Okay, but dude.
What?
Well, we're going to go in to beat up the kobolds.
Right.
We're
going to
announce
like,
your arrival.
Hey, we're here to beat you
okay.
up.
And
my
you knock
Dean.
Like they're
going to
be
I
like,
am.
We're not home.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so just open the doors quietly.
Yeah.
He reaches for the handle and gives it a soft push and it...
Step in.
Takes a step inside. Oh. Hello?
Oh my
nope.
God.
No.
Did we just say not to announce ourselves?
Sorry. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
The whole house has heard us at this point. Come on.
Okay.
Well, I don't hear anybody other than myself.
I mean,
nothing
to worry about.
Really
we're just here to drink our booze.
And smoke our weed.
Definitely goblin weed that I have. 100%. That is definitely goblin
Pretty
weed.
Sure.
So that's all we're doing
Smells
here.
Right. Dean takes a few more steps inside. I assume you, at this point you're following.
Yeah. Oh,
yep.
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of usher him in and pull him inside. And inside you see it's a grand goblin mansion, which to me means it's like 8-foot ceilings, which are very tall for
vaulted.
Goblins.
Very
yeah,
tall.
Vaulted ceilings. And they have worn and water damaged like paintings and wallpaper all over. And by wallpaper, I mean it's newspaper that has just been paper mache'd to the wall. You take a few steps inside and the door stays open behind you.
As doors do.
As doors do.
Yeah, I mean, it's good they built this house like Mr. Haunted, built this house really good. There's not even like, it's all square.
Yeah.
The door doesn't just swing shut by itself.
Well, it's unusual for goblin construction.
I mean, it's hard to build like something so majestic underground like this. Mm-hmm. So it's good
the
workmanship.
Earth shifting.
You
take a few more steps in and there's a living room area that has old furniture that has fabrics draped over top of it and a rustic fireplace set inside this living room. You stop and listen for a moment and you hear from somewhere back at the in the back of the house, you hear some clanging noise, like clung, clung.
It's the middle.
Hey friends, this is the middle and it's me hanging out with you here, having a great time. Thank you so much for being here. Big shout out to Grant Howitt for creating Goblin Punks. That's the game we're playing and it's a lot of fun. It's always fun just to throw in a short one shot of some sort that's different from what you're usually playing with your friends around the table. If you don't do it a lot, I highly recommend it. It breaks you out of any routine that you've got going on gives you some time to just be fun and be goofy and try some different game mechanics and try and focus on some different characters and growth. And we did that for this one. We actually recorded this one quite some time ago, and I wasn't sure if we were going to release it. It was supposed to be some between season content, gearing up for the new season, hung on to it thinking, well, now's not the right time. And then this little split of the party happened, and feels like once you listen to the end of the episode, it's going to make a little more sense, but felt really good to fit here. So I don't know if I've said it already, but go support Grant Howitt. There's a link down in the description. You can go pick up Goblin Punks, see all their other one-shots that they have going on over there. Amazing. What do I got next? Next week and the week after, we have a very special guest, Joe Fisher, creator, writer, actor, extraordinaire from Midnight Burger, will be joining us. We're all very excited. Joe's a good friend of the show and my own, and graciously said that they would come play with us even though they haven't played D&D since he was 14. So I said, you're going to fit right in. Don't worry about it. So that will be coming up next week. And while you wait for that, we want to let you know about a show who are re-releasing their first season. It's The Wizard Scroll, a sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative that you, I think, are really going to love. It's very different from a lot of things. It's a scripted fiction podcast. The creator, Chris, he's taken a look at his first season and wanted to reimagine it as a dedication to his craft. It's a serialized series of short stories set in a fantastical realm of Yrgsland. Tales of legendary sword-wielding warriors set adrift through time and space. A wannabe spellcaster trying to learn the art of the arcane, and even a couple of orcs who don't play by nobody's rules. I've listened to several episodes of The Wizard Scroll and think you're really going to enjoy it. It's got great sound and music and acting, and I think there's something that everybody will find to enjoy. The Wizard Scroll is available on Apple, Spotify, anywhere you listen to fine podcasts. A new episode of the Season 1 Redone, great place to start, are being released every Saturday morning, so you don't have to wait long to hear that next installment. Go check it out. It's The Wizard Scroll. Now let's get you back to Goblin Punks. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
All right, you guys, we should probably think of a plan.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go in guns a-blazin'. But like, I want to make sure everyone gets a taste. So
yeah, they'll be super intimidated by us. Yeah. But like, yeah, maybe just like sneak a little closer to just like kind of suss out the situation, mm-hmm. like what kind of like weapons they have, where the instruments are that we definitely want to destroy, the one instrument we don't want to destroy,
yeah.
and like,
yeah.
retrieve, just like observe, you know, just like live in that moment for a minute and see what they're doing.
That's super deep, man.
Wow.
That's real deep, Chance.
Yeah, thanks.
So should we go to where the noises are coming from?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, unless, well, wait, you didn't say, were they silent kobolds that beat you up?
Oh, no, they were rambunctious and verbose.
Oh, okay.
That's a word I've heard.
Anything specific that they said that you'd like to share?
They said...
Anything verbose they said? Really
said, hey, Dean, eat shit.
Yeah, it sounds like them.
And then they said, hey, Dean.
That's a really good line.
Yeah, we're taking your mushrooms and we're going to eat them all. And, and then they pushed me down.
Kobolds are stupid.
Kobolds are stupid. Stupid. They're I don't even know why I was so scared of them when they came upon me, all four of them, just out of the blue.
Too bad I was
working by myself. There were supposed to be two other goblins picking mushrooms this morning.
Yeah, I heard there were toads around, so I was looking for those instead.
Oh, it was supposed to be you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated.
Of course. You two were off today. It's okay.
Begin walking towards the back, and there is a stairwell that goes up one floor, and then a door that's cracked open, and there's a soft light that's emanating out. And for anyone who's actually been there, you would know that this is the stairwell to the basement.
Mm. I think the noise is coming from downstairs.
Yeah, Racer, can you use those, like, extra awesome ears you have to like locate it, because you've got those good ears?
I mean, I totally can, but like Japton can probably just fly down there to see what's up.
Obviously, Japton.
All right.
Do it.
Go for a Jap.
Japton flies down the stairs and disappears from sight.
He'll just be like a second.
Yeah. Do you guys want some of this?
Yeah.
Some booze?
Yeah.
A little. A little liquid courage.
Anybody want to hold my cigarette?
Yeah, hold on. Let me have both. So. Let me have both.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
That's
you look really good.
Yeah. It's real strong. That's how I like it.
You're not supposed to eat the cigarette.
You thought it was one of those candy ones, hey? Like one of those ones you can...
lot more real than I thought it was.
Yeah. That's a real one. Yeah.
You can have back what's left of it.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just going to wash it down with...
Just going to try and just patch it back up here.
Guys, I'm so disappointed. I just realized, like, I have this big bag of goblin weed, but I, like, don't have any, you know...
The roly things.
And we don't have any roly things, so, like, can't even smoke it. Yeah.
As Racer just
I hear you
proved,
can eat it,
you
though.
Can't, well,
I hear you can.
Yeah, you could. Here's your okay. You just eat it.
You want
some? No, Chains. I mean, it's yours. I would feel real bad taking the first bite, so.
I mean, I just had like a really big meal, so.
Well, we can do it later. It could be like a celebratory thing.
We'll just do it later. Right? Yeah, we'll just do it later after we. Yeah.
You hear a creaking noise from up above you, and you look up, and there's a chandelier that is swaying above you, and you hear like the sound of like rope tearing.
Hmm.
And it begins to fall towards you.
Fuck. I jump out of the way.
Yeah, gonna jump out of the way. Gonna try to jump out of the way.
Everybody roll a d6.
I wanna swing. Fuck. From the chandelier. I rolled a nat 1. Damn it.
I rolled a 4.
Second one today.
Okay, so 4. As the chandelier's falling, Dean got a 6, because of course he did.
Dean
launches himself out of the way. Chains, you get out of the way.
Wait, I have a token for using cool slang.
Oh, then you could roll a secondary die and spend your token.
What was it? It's out of my sight. A 3. That's no better. You
spent a token and you still also don't do the thing. Okay, so Chains, you jump out of the way, you make it just in the nick of time, but you do so and I mean, I feel like this is like a you're embarrassed in front of the others because you were probably one of the first to move out of the way and you've been playing it real cool. So I'm going to give you plus one shame for that.
Yep.
And as Dean and Chains turn around and look, Racer is underneath this chandelier that has fallen down on top of you, wood splintered. You've got bits of wood sticking out of your legs as you are trying to push it off of you. I'm going to say that's going to be an unwanted attention that's going to happen there, and a plus one trouble for you.
Plus one trouble?
Yeah. I mean,
and how much shame am I in?
Well, you only get one or the other. You can take another shame if you want to, but
another
that means
shame.
You get to
this
go
would be
home
my first
earlier.
Shame. No, yeah. I'm good. Yeah. Guys, I thought that was going to be a lot lighter. I was going to catch
okay?
it midair. Yeah.
No,
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You need to go home?
No, I don't need to go home. You know what? It's going
to
be.
Just saying, if like. Chandelier fell on me. I need to go home. Like, you know, some people need to go home when a chandelier falls on them.
No,
that's fine.
You know what? This is actually a really good thing because what's scarier than being beat up by someone covered in their own blood? I look badass right now, don't I?
You hear from downstairs, hey, what was that? Well, let's go check it out. And then quick footsteps coming up the stairs.
Let's get the chandelier off you. They're coming. Okay, get ready. Grab your knife.
Japton Kak comes back, like, I think, like, 4 seconds before the kobolds do. And I was, dude, that was fucking useless.
They're coming.
Thanks.
The door bursts open, and there are four kobolds who you recognize as Hiv, Nod, Dek, and Tuss. And they are all decked out in their Battle of the Bands garb, which is, you know, the slickest of leathers with studs all over it and chains hanging from the pockets and wallets that they have. And one of them has a sweet axe strapped to his back. An actual axe, not a guitar, obviously. And they say, what are you doing here? We pushed you down and we took your mushrooms. We've been having a great time. Just getting ready for Battle of the Bands. Yeah, your horn is going to sound real good after you see what was stuffed inside it. shit. It's shit we stuffed inside of his horn.
Chains, take a look at that. Aren't pocket wallet chains like... out.
So embarrassing.
Like, what do you need to hold on to your babysitting money?
Do you borrow that from your dad? What is that?
Yeah, no, it's totally badass, right? Right, Nod? Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's totally badass. They don't know what they're talking about. Goblins are 10 years behind the times.
Yeah, I'd say it's like as totally badass as your little a cappella singing group that you do at Battle of the Bands, which like doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's weird. You guys don't even have instruments.
You just like barbershop quartet your way to victory.
And yet we win every time, am I right? And they all high five each other. Yeah, we win every time. So our parents pay off the judges. It's fine. We win every time.
Called it.
Yeah. So you can be on your way. We're going to get back to practicing. Do me re fa so la ti bos.
Oh, fuck. This guy's winning and he's saying things like practicing.
Practicing.
I want to take out my animal skull, which is a cat skull.
Okay.
And I mean, we're at the top of the stairs, yes? They've come up the stairs.
They're in the doorway or at the landing.
I want to chuck it at Dex head.
Great. Do you want to roll?
Yeah. Not really. I don't. This dice is going away. I'm going to try something new. All right. Huh? Oh, it's a fucking 3 again.
So you don't do that.
That's Frank's balls, man.
So you whip this cat skull and it shatters on the wall behind him.
Next, that's going to be you.
What'd you do that for? It's going to be me. My skull shattered on the back of the wall?
Yeah, or at the bottom of these stairs, if you're not careful.
Let's fucking rumble then.
Bring it on, little bitch.
Jumps at you.
Yeah, let's fucking rumble.
Yeah, you're gonna take a plus one shame.
Yeah, no, I figured. Yeah.
Okay. Dek jumps at you.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Do I have to take plus one shame? It says plus one shame, plus one trouble, or I lose or break some equipment.
Oh, yeah, I guess you broke the cat's head.
Oh, yeah,
I did break your cat. Yeah. I did break your cat. Yeah. So that checks out. So Tuss has the axe. Hiv has the wallet chain. Nod and Deck are there. But Deck is jumping at you. He reaches out. He grabs you by the scruff, and he begins shaking you. What do you do?
Is he shaking me? Who's he shaking?
He's shaking you, because okay. You threw a cat skull at his head.
Hey, stop it. And I punch him. I'm not really great with words.
Roll to attack.
Well, that was a one.
Okay, you swing, and you punch your friend, Racer. It's like a sidestep, and then Racer gets clocked in the side of the head. Yeah! Yeah.
Change the fuck,
help,
man.
Oh. Help me out. Yeah. Here, I'll hold him. You punch him.
Shit. No, shit.
Fucking schlank, man. That was straight up rude.
So that's going to be a plus one shame for you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Think it is. Dean, do something cool.
Oh, yeah. Holds up his lantern and shines the shiny part at it and mm-hmm. tries to blind them. I need a better dice than this. It's not great.
You rolled a 6 on that one. I think you're fine.
Okay. That's a 1. So he...
Oh, we wanted Dean to do good. Damn it, Russ!
Amy peer pressured me into rolling it, and we're playing teens. He holds up his lantern and then goes to open it, but opens it the wrong way and blinds himself, and he stumbles backwards. He's going to take a shame. Oh, God, I'm sorry. That's right. We got you now. Bring him to the basement, boys. We'll beat them all up down there. Everybody's trying to move to grab you. I'll give you everybody an action before you get dragged down to the basement.
Okay, Racer's going to pull out his knife. He's not going to stab anybody, but that pocket knife is coming out.
Okay.
And I want to intimidate them, be like, don't make me use this, man. I'll use it. It won't be the first time there's been blood on this thing.
Roll to intimidate.
That's fucking one. You guys.
Oh, that pocket knife. And Tuss holds out the axe.
I look down. What I've you accidentally gonna do? Taken the corkscrew out instead.
Yeah, you're going to get all twisty up in here. Everybody down in the basement.
If Dean's on the ground... Yeah. Then I'm going to try and push one of them over Dean, per our earlier
bets. Love it. Okay. Roll with advantage. I think somebody said like schlank. Two? Whoever said schlank gets a token.
I did say schlank, no. But now we've already put
that's fine.
With the corkscrews, so it's all good. Is it a one, Carla?
Guys, I rolled 2 dice, and I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Nailed it.
Okay, great.
You know what? This was us in teen years.
That's awesome. What is even happening here? You tell me how that goes wrong.
Well, I think I try and push him, but he probably moves. I was trying to push the one that pulled out his axe and was moving. Okay. And then I kind of go and like I trip over Dean and start to kind of go down the stairs like, that's principal.
All of them are just like bent over, howling with laughter at everything that's
as they
playing
should be.
Out
this
in front of them.
Is not going great.
Dean and Racer down through the stairs, and Chains, you're kind of picking yourself up at the bottom of the stairs. Slam.
Don't worry, guys. I didn't break this. I pulled up my booze bottle. Everything's fine.
Oh, great. Hiv walks by you and tries to snatch it. That's a 6 for Hiv. I'll give you a comp. if you roll a 6, you get
okay.
to keep it.
You guys get to fight over it fairly.
No, that was a 4.
You lose your bottle of liquor.
I give him a good fight.
And you also take 1 shame. He takes a big swig. Yeah. You hear the door slam shut at the top of the stairs. And you notice that all 4 of them are already downstairs.
And did Japtin Cat Sparrow come? He's down here with us too. He just followed along to probably laugh at us
as
well.
Rah, doing a great job. Frank's balls. The 3 of you are like thrown down to the ground and you look around and there are... there's not a lot of things. There's a couple boxes down here. There are more bottles that are empty and tipped over. Some look like they've been spilled. And as they're all like cracking their knuckles and moving towards you to give you just this the biggest of beatings, as much as a kobold can do to a goblin, you hear like this eerie sound of wind cut through. All 3 of you who are facing the oncoming kobolds, get like a chill down your spine as you see like this eerie light begin to emanate in the middle of the room before you.
What the heck is that? I mean, hell, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what even is that?
Oh, you're going to try and trick us. What's that behind you? It's probably something big and scary. All right, beat them up, boys.
Actually, you can roll to see if that works.
Okay.
Both of you can roll.
I mean, I was being honest.
I got a 5.
I still only rolled a 3, so I wasn't convincing.
You
even
were
though
convincing, but you were convincing enough to make Deck turn and look. And as Hiv and the others continue to move towards you, Deck turns around and he starts patting on the shoulder of everybody else. And they say, oh, what? And all of them turn. There's like this flash of light around it, and this, it looks like the figure of a stout goblin with a fat stogie in his mouth. And all of them just kind of drop the things, the chains and the axe that they're holding, and try to make for the stairs.
I want to try to trip him on their way.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. That was a 5.
That was a 2. Wait, I have my token.
You got a token.
It's a 3.
So you reach out and trip, and one of them just kind of steps on your ankle. So
Jesus.
But you managed to trip. Who are you trying to trip?
I don't know. One of the ones that was there.
The one with the axe.
Realistically. Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what I meant. The one with the axe. Not the weak, lame one. Yeah. The tough one. That's the one.
So you're gonna trip Tuss. Tuss had the axe. You trip Tuss, and he goes down, and his friends bolt up the stairs, and this ghostly figure comes down and like picks the kobold up in front of you and begins shaking him. Tuss is just screaming, and you see Tuss begin to release spores, I think is what Dean said. He begins to pee his pants in front of you.
Oh, geez.
I mean, it's a ghost and stuff, but...
You saw nothing.
I mean, you're not going to live that down. No amount of leather can cover that up, man.
No.
The ghost lets out this ghastly scream and like rushes through the body of this kobold, who collapses to the ground in like he's passed out. It doesn't look like he's hurt or anything, but looks like he just like fainted.
And holy crap, that was wild. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, fear faint, I've seen that like 100 times though. He's just scared. It's fine. I mean, this guy's like a goblin too, so he's cool, right, man?
Yeah, are you like Mr. Haunted?
Right?
The ghost doesn't say anything, but begins to, like, he moves his face, and he's got this gnarled up face, big crooked nose, this what looks like a burning cigar, and he goes, like, face to face with you, and then goes back to the center of the room and just disperses, and then what light was in the room begins to come back around you.
That was fucking wild, man.
I mean, he was like, he's on our side though, right? So like, I feel like we won the fight because like one of them is down.
Listen.
And none of us are down.
Three of us are here. 2 ran away like babies. I say we tie up their friend, drag him upstairs. You got that rope?
Yeah. Yeah, I got some rope. We'll take him upstairs.
I'm just going to go get my horn from the corner here.
And you're going to want to wash that out.
I mean,
out.
Yeah. You're going to need like a bag or something like... You heard what
I
can just smell from here.
I'll put it in this box.
And he takes a box and scoops it up inside and carries the box out as you're dragging Tuss back up the stairs. We cut back to the alleyway behind the convenience store where Dean is pouring some muddy liquid through the horn.
It'll be fine, right?
It'll be fine. You're gonna totally, like, you're gonna win because you're amazing on that horn and, like, no one's even gonna know about that whole
definitely
thing.
Probably not gonna get, like, some sort of communicable disease from blowing into that thing. Just make sure...
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, good. It's good. Well, they're down a person, too, because I don't know. Tuss
slaps Tuss, who you brought with you.
He's still passed out. So if we can just hide Tuss till after the Battle of the Bands, I think we'll be okay.
Let's put him in this dumpster.
Yeah. Let's put him in this dumpster.
was the final scene of the three of you trying to push Tuss up and into the dumpster.
You want me to roll for that?
Yeah, we're ready to roll for that.
Oh, I was a six.
That's you.
Nothing but net.
You slip on the brown liquid and take one more shame. As Chains and Dean push Tuss up and into the dumpster with a loud... And as we move up and over the town of Slangston, we hear the sound of pebbles being moved away and rolling down some hills. We see the ears of some of the goblins perking up around the perimeter. We see a tiny hole forming and a couple little hands poking through, pulling some dirt back inside whatever tunnel lies beyond the other side. And poking through, we see the two eyes of Aladdin, who appears to have stumbled upon the goblin village.
Aladdin, what do you see?
Goblins. Lots and lots of goblins.
Dungeons & Dragons Season 3, Episode 14. This episode starred Amy Moore as Racer and Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Chains, and Russ Moore as your Game Master. Dialogue editing and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. The game we played today was Goblin Punks by Grant Howitt. Look in the description, there's a link, you can go buy it for yourself. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Ongaron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. If you'd like to hear the setup for this game, where we figure out the characters and what kind of sweet teen gear that everybody has on and is carrying on them, all that paraphernalia, well, we have it over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. This week it's in our downtime, which is normally a little breakdown after the episode, but this one's the setup. We're doing it backwards. We do whatever we want over there, and we want you to join us. Again, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. You have a great week, though. This is the end of the episode. I'm just filling time until this big music crescendo comes. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Two teens are seated in their respective home, just waking up for the morning. Yes, they're seated, and they're just waking up.
Are we in the same home?
Do you? I guess that's a question.
You said they're respective homes, which means two different homes.
Are you siblings or are you not siblings?
Fuck no.
I don't think we're siblings.
You're not going to hang with your siblings.
I don't want to hang out with That would be so schlank hang out with my sibling. Ugh.
Oh, hell yeah. That's fucking schlank, man. Let's do that.
God.
I was bored anyway.
Well, you get a token. That's fun.
That's fun. Jabden Cack Sparrow might be the best thing I've ever come up with.
It's very
and
good.
I feel like I've peaked.
We've only just started.
I know.
It's fine.
Is that how you get shame? How do you get shame?
It was implied shame.
Shame you can get if you roll a 4 to 5.
When you roll and it doesn't work. Yeah,
you can't. I can't just shame you.
Shame.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we are going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1. An audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions. Featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.